Hey, everybody, welcome to LettermanRow.com. I am Jeremy Birmingham. This is Talking Stuff, the Ohio State recruiting podcast brought to you by Byers Automotive. Today, I'm going to be joined by Zach Carpenter. We're going to talk about Ohio State's two newest commitments and a brief look ahead at the week in San Antonio for the All-American game where I'll be for the next 7 days. So let's get to it. Zach, obviously it's a big win for Ohio State on Saturday at the Rose Bowl, but they also surprised some folks, or I think actually they were probably a little bit surprised as well. So we're going to talk first about Cedric Hawkins, briefly, 2023 cornerback safety from Titusville, Florida, Coco High School. It's a kid that actually camped at Ohio State in the summer. He pulled the trigger, committed to Ohio State in the first quarter of the game on Saturday, and I think surprised some people, but you know, the Buckeyes need defensive backs, and this kid is a hitter. He's a good athlete and a player that clearly had a very good feeling about what he saw in Columbus during his summer visit.
Yeah, and I'm wondering if he was watching the game and had a good feeling about, wow, I could probably make a pretty quick impact there at Ohio State after watching the defense get shredded for, I think they're down 14-0 by the time he committed. And I was also kind of laughing. I'm like, so did they Ohio State know it was coming? Like, do you think they checked their phones at halftime? Be like, oh, all right, well, I guess we got some reinforcements on the way. But he is it definitely surprised, I think, most people. And I know he looked pretty fluid, looked pretty solid at the camp in Columbus this summer. He's another Florida win for Ohio State, but we talk about the dangers of bringing in a low-ranked national defensive back. I know they've done it the last three classes. In 2020, it was Ryan Watts and Legend Cavazos. And 21, it was Denzel Burke, who's worked out very, very well, and Andre Turrentine and Jansen Dunn. And then the 22 class, you had Kai Stokes and Ryan Turner. So we'll see eventually if his evaluation right now is correct. I know he's just inside the 200, top 200, I think at 197 overall.
Yeah.
What do you make of those sorts of, this history of the last few cycles where they're taking low ranked defensive backs? I don't know if it's just because defensive backs are so hard to evaluate at the high school level.
It is, but it's also, you know, you're talking about Florida, you know that this kid's a good athlete, you know, he can run, you know, he likes to hit. But then again, you're dealing with Florida, and what does it mean when a kid from Florida commits a year ahead of time? Generally speaking, it's not going to turn out great for you at Ohio State a year down the road. But, you know, all the last few months, Ryan Day's talked over and over about how he wants kids to commit to Ohio State that want to be Buckeyes. And clearly this is a kid that wants to be a Buckeye. He's not someone that, you know, he has offers from Florida State. He has offers from Florida. He could have stayed home. But this is a kid that told me at the time that the offer from Ohio State was game changing for him. And now it's about building a relationship. I think it's interesting because I don't think Ohio State was expecting him to commit. And I don't know necessarily if that softens the commitment in any way, if it means that, you know, you're going to recruit him differently now than you had before. Either way, what we've learned about college football recruiting in the last couple of years, and as we watch it, is that every kid who's committed or not has to be recruited as though he's not. So, you know,
yeah, that's something that Ohio State has sort of prided itself on. I know Mark Pantone and Ryan Day have talked about in the past. Like, we recruit our committed players as if they're uncommitted. But now I feel like it puts double of an emphasis on that because of sort of the era we're in right now.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really. I don't know. It's almost like it makes it easier to miss on players because if you do miss or they go elsewhere, the transfer portal's there. You can easily flip someone from another school. I don't want to sit here and act like I know a whole bunch about Cedric Hawkins because at this point I really don't. I know that I liked his athleticism at the camp in June. I've only spoken to him one time prior to that. You know, he's going to actually be the next guest on Bermanology, so we'll get to know him a little bit better then. But it is an interesting time for a kid to commit to the Buckeyes. But again, he wanted to be a Buckeye, and he is now commitment number three in the class of 2023. We're going to talk more about Cedric Hawkins as we get to know him better. But for now, just understand for Ohio State fans that it's a top 200 ranked safety from Florida and a really good athlete who wanted to be a Buckeye. And that brings us to Sunday's announcement of Omari Abor, who just announced on the Under Armour game that he was committing to Ohio State. And again, Zach, it just feels like weird, like especially because 3 days ago, Omari Abor was telling people, I'm taking visits. I want to visit Florida. I want to visit Texas. And I know a lot of folks look at it and say, hey, why commit now if you know you're going to do that? And I don't really have a good answer for that. I mean, I think it's clear that Omari Abor really likes Ryan Day and really likes Larry Johnson. And I believe that he believes the best chance for him to develop as a person and to get away from the distractions of home is to pick Ohio State. But it almost seems like he still wants those distractions, because you could just put this whole thing to bed and say, I'm done.
Yeah. And I know, I'm sure people are going to roll their eyes at this, but I don't really care, because I do think that he's had this plan to commit publicly at the Under Armour All-America game, January 2nd. It's been his plan for a while. And these kids still want those big moments. It's nationally televised on ESPN when he's going to announce his commitment. So I think he probably does want that spotlight. I mean, it's going to be a fun day for him. He's going to be able to celebrate while he's down there with a bunch of his best friends that are on his team or on the other Under Armour All-America team. And then it's the race to February to sign him then, because he's been very upfront that he's going to be committed to a school, he's going to be committed to Ohio State, but he's not, his recruitment's not necessarily over.
Right. And he will take a visit to Florida, probably a visit to Texas, probably, but he can't visit Ohio State again. And that's where this gets really kind of confusing, because I've said it on previous shows and I've written it on the Letterman Lounge on our forum. Sometimes I feel it seems like Omari Abor is waiting for someone else to really show him the interest that Ohio State has. And I don't know if that's Texas or Texas A&M or LSU or Alabama. So you want to celebrate every commitment, but at the same time, you do understand these next couple of weeks. And thankfully, it's only a couple of weeks to have to do this little dance instead of a few months. But the relationships that Abor has with Larry Johnson and Ryan Day are very real. And the story that I wrote on Friday, the reason that this recruitment isn't over, and it wasn't hard to read between the lines, where he said a coach could leave, a coach could go to the NFL. Like, I think he's hearing that a lot about Ohio State and Larry Johnson and all the rumors about him retiring or when that's going to happen, if it's this year, if it's next year, 3 years from now. Ryan Day heading off to the NFL, those rumors, though Day himself and his agency have put that to bed, other coaches are still going to use it against Ohio State until there's an extension signed on his contract. So, I mean, how do you effectively celebrate the decision and be happy for Ohio State that, you know, a big time commitment from a kid they've recruited really hard without being honest and saying, hey, this is going to be a weird couple weeks?
Well, you celebrate weirdly, because even though you do have to kind of finish this fight, you guys have waited so long. You played that waiting game for so long for Kenyatta Jackson, especially Caden Curry, and now Omari Abor. And I think that's why maybe it's a little bit of a relief, even though you still have a lead in this race, but you still have a full lap to go. And I wanted to gauge your thoughts, because this is something that you've written about, and I think it's something we both agree on, is it's kind of a dangerous game to play that waiting game, especially at a position where you needed these guys. You needed the numbers, you needed the star power, and Caden Curry was the highest priority commitment for over a year and a half. So do you think this is kind of a one-off cycle because of maybe all the different factors we've talked about before, and including that Larry Johnson?
I do think it's a more of a one-off, but it's also Larry Johnson's way. I mean, he recruits his guys. He finds guys that he really connects with. Omari Abor is one of them. And I think you look at it from the outside looking in and you go, man, this kid doesn't feel like he fits at Ohio State, all the game playing, whatever you want to call it. But the relationship with Larry Johnson is what's motivated this entire thing from the start. And so you have to hope, I suppose, that at this juncture, that relationship carries on and is enough for him to understand that his opportunity in Columbus to get away from the distractions, the possibility, you know, it's when you're close to home and you're at college, and if you are a kid who maybe is a little bit I don't want to say immature, but you know, you haven't lived a lot of your life. You don't know exactly what's out there. It's easier to get distracted when you're close to home and you got a bunch of people, you know, and people that are, you know, hanging on around you, especially as a big time football player. So
I've had some thoughts about that. I don't want to cut you off, but I want to say my own thoughts on that is I've always been a very big proponent of recruits doing that, of anybody in anybody doing that, is moving away from your comfort zone where you've kind of grown up your whole life. Because I lived in Illinois from when I was 4 years old till I was 24. And like you said, there's a lot of distractions and there's, you can make a large list of distractions that are around you, especially when you're kind of not out of your comfort zone. So I moved to Connecticut where I didn't know anybody. I didn't have any friends or family or anything. And it kind of just, it got me away from some of those things and taught me a lot about myself, and then moved to Columbus. And I was a lot more prepared for the line of work I'm in now of covering Ohio State recruiting and getting to know more people and kind of just extending myself. So,
yeah, I think that plays a part in this decision. I really do. I think this plays a big part in his decision. And the hope for Ohio State over the next few weeks is that commitment number 19 sticks because he sees that. But the pressure, the external pressure to stay close to home, the other schools are going to ramp things up over these next few weeks. And so you hope for Ohio State and for Omari Abor that that relationship is enough to withstand that. I'm heading off to San Antonio on Monday and going to be in Texas for the next 7 days for the All-American game down there. Ohio State is going to have a very large contingent of commitments there. I think it's 11 different Ohio State commitments that will be there. And one decision upcoming next Saturday will be Hero Canoe. We both fully expected he's going to pick Ohio State. So you'll have coverage from me there in San Antonio. Zach will be handling the average, the stuff back at home and anything else that's going on. So we wanted to make sure we had a quick edition of Talking Stuff brought to you by Byers Auto just to catch up on the two latest commitments, Cedric Hawkins, class of 2023 defensive back, four-star defensive lineman Omari Abor in the class of 2022, who has just made his announcement on ESPN. Commitment number 19, as I said, Buckeyes top-ranked class in the Big Ten. Moving on up, they're up to number 4 in the nation right now, and they only have 19 commitments. The next, you know, inside the top 5, I think Texas A&M has 27, Georgia has 26, Alabama has 24, and then Texas behind them, I think, has 25. So it's a very small class at this point compared to everyone else, Zach, but it's still as good as anyone in the country.
Yep. And I feel like we talked so long about Omari Abor and how it's like kind of a lukewarm commitment because it's not over yet. But if they get Omari Abor and Hero Canoe, this is something I've written about a few times. It's going to be the best 2-year stretch of defensive line recruiting in Ohio State's last decade plus since Urban Meyer took over. And like I said, it's dangerous that they played the waiting game, but it looks like it's going to pay off in a massive way. I mean, you stack Omari Abor, Caden Curry, Kenyatta Jackson, and Hero Canoe onto JT Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, Mike Hall, Tyleek Williams. I mean, that is an unbelievable 8-man haul over a 2-year stretch.
And I think what's crazy, and this will be the final thought, Kenyatta Jackson committed, and people are, he's really developed in the last few months into a major national prospect. Omari Abor is raw. That kid has a lot of upside. And if there's anyone who can get it out of him, it's Larry Johnson. And I think that's what he believes. And that's why he committed to Ohio State today. And, it's going to be fascinating to watch these next few weeks. So we'll keep doing our best to update people on how that process is going. But for now, Omari Abor's commitment number 19 in the class of 2022. Got about a month to hold on to him for Ohio State as Florida, Texas, and others are continuing to swing. So that's Zach Carpenter. I'm Jeremy Birmingham. This has been Talking Stuff brought to you by Byers Auto. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.